Hey, this is your girl Kimberly with today's motivational tidbit for your Thursday. I promise to keep it short and sweet, but we're going to talk about how to move beyond a defeated mentality of the mind. A lot of times we will defeat ourselves in our own minds before we even get to try that which we desire to do. Write that book, look for that new and exciting job that gets our creative juices going, or if funding that business that we to give us a lot more freedom to spend time with our family and just do the things that we enjoy. So we decide in our minds that, too difficult. I don't want to do the research. It's probably going to fail anyway. I don't know anybody who has ever been successful in it. Not realizing that maybe, just maybe, you will be the first one to be successful in it, but you don't know it because you've already convinced yourself with 100 or more excuses of why it'll never work. That's just not steady. It's not stable. And why would anybody do that? You've defeated yourself in the mind. So once you've already defeated yourself in your mind, the motivation to try it just dwindles. It just goes down and down and down, because we have to be able to overcome the mind in order to reach those goals and hit those new milestones that we desire to do. Sometimes our freedom is getting our minds free so that we can do those things in which we would desire. Sometimes we make excuses and says, we say things like, well, they, you know, people don't support me, or people told me I couldn't do it. So we take other people's ideas of what we can do and what we can be successful in as, and we start to own that as our own. Never trying, never stepping out on faith, never just being bold and refusing to settle for what other people tell us to do, or even settle for our own fears or excuses that we make from time to time. That there is a great big world out here that's waiting to be tapped, waiting to be discovered, journeyed through, but we don't do it because we are so afraid. So I'm here to motivate you and inspire you today that whatever it is that you desire, whatever it is that you wish to tackle, whether that is starting a business, writing a book, looking for a new job, whatever it takes, we have to be willing to remove any type of limitations first within our own minds. And then we have to stop accepting and backpacking other people's limitations on us. I promise you, it's freedom. It allows you to be free to try things. It allows you to be free enough to even fail, because you don't win if you never try, and you always fail if you give up. That's my motivational tidbit for you guys today. Until next time, this is Kimberly. Be blessed.